So planning your email content well in advance is smart, but life doesn't always align with your plans, right? Well, when a new trend emerges or significant news happens, your pre-written emails may no longer resonate. Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. It's the start of a brand new quarter, the fourth quarter of the year, as you're listening to this when it's published. And I don't know about you, but I see this as a great time for some reevaluation on quite a bit of things, including your email marketing content. So, you know, that entails taking stock of what's working, what's not working, and where you could be doubling down to make an impact. Now, how does this all affect your email and even your social media strategy? And so that's exactly what we're going to chat about in this episode. So we're going to be digging into why you should rethink your email content like a breaking news story. So in this episode, we're going to be digging into why you should rethink your email marketing content like a breaking news story, plus how this actually links to your social media strategy. And so why this topic in particular? Well, I want you to know that your email subscribers and your social media followers appreciate timely and relevant information. And I personally really believe that your content approach demonstrates that you're actively engaged with your industry. So, you know, factoring in my years as a copywriter for online coaches and even other brands, e-commerce brands and nonprofit organizations, and also my former TV news reporting life, I've learned, of course, about adaptability. It is so necessary for you to be adaptable. So I personally like to revisit and revise email campaigns to reflect on the current atmosphere, for something, for a client's potential needs. And so when I'm first sitting down to like an email marketing strategy for a client, I do take in consideration, you know, what is going to be happening in that particular month, what is coming up. We talk about these things on our content calls as well. But let's say we have put out our outlined our content calendar for our email marketing content, and something does significant happens. You know, what are you to do? And the answer is to pivot, and it's okay to pivot. But how do you know when to pivot? And first of all, I want to make this clear. Your content calendar is a guide. It's not a mandate, right? So let's go ahead and jump into a few things that make sense when it comes to considering a change. And the first thing is industry updates. So when there's a new development in coaching information, or a significant change in regulations in the coaching industry, and it affects the online coaching industry or your business in particular, I think that you should address it. So an example, let's say a new study comes out showing the positive effects of mindfulness on work performance. So if you are a career coach, you may want to pivot your content to chat about this particular study, explain, you know, what it means, and offer some actionable advice for your email subscribers. So with that said, new developments can make your older content, you know, irrelevant. So use industry updates as a chance to reevaluate your content. All right. And the next thing is client concerns. So if several clients are asking about the same issue or they're asking the same questions, that's a sign that you should pivot your email marketing content. Their concerns need to be addressed. So, for example, maybe you have received multiple inquiries about how to balance remote work and home life. You could consider sending out an email giving your top tips for maintaining a healthy work-life balance when working from home. So this gives you a chance to show that you're actually listening to your subscribers or your current clients. You could start it off saying, you know, hey, quite a few of my clients have had this question recently in my group mastermind or something like that. And I thought, you know what, why not chime in and share my response to them here as well? So addressing their concerns, their questions in your content, it makes your advice more targeted and helpful. It's always practical. Now, next, relevant events. So events, you know, whether they are global, industry specific, they can, you know, provide an opportunity for some fresh content that is, you know, very interesting. So let's say there is a big conference in the online coaching world in your particular industry, and it's happening, whether on online or in person. You could switch up your planned emails to give a rundown of the key takeaways from the conference, you know, after you have attended it, that are relevant to your audience. So the key, you know, as with anything, make it relevant for your audience. So events create a sense of timeliness. When something big happens, your audience, they expect you to weigh in. So let's say they do actually know about the conference that you are attending, and you don't share those key takeaways after you attended, you're leaving them hanging. They're wondering, you know, what did you learn there? Because I'm sure you might even share some of, you know, the behind the scenes stuff and some of your other content on social media. So why not share that in your email marketing content? Now, where does all this fit in into your social media strategy? Well, first of all, let me be clear on this part as well, that it's okay for your social media content to be in sync with your email content when it comes to trending topics. So, you know, for the most part, I am not all for, okay, I am sharing my latest blog post on my social media page. I'm also going to share that same information in my email marketing content. You know, I'm not for that. I encourage you to have different content for your email subscribers, because just like I mentioned on several other episodes, I believe that your email marketing content or your email marketing subscribers, they are very special, and they opted into your email list because they want to go, you know, deeper with you beyond social media. However, when it comes to those trending topics, like I said, it is okay for your social media content to sync right along with your email content. Why? Because essentially, it all, you know, it all connects, or should connect rather, in terms of consistency. So keeping the same tone, messaging, and topics across your email and social media platforms can go a long way when it comes to building that trust with your ideal clients. So for example, if your email focuses on the latest study about mindfulness and work performance, maybe you should consider making a series of social media posts that dig into different aspects of that particular study. This consistent messaging reinforces your position on the topic. And also, if someone is on your email list, and let's say they see your email about this particular study, this latest study, they're also, maybe they are connected with you on social media as well, and you go and, you know, you put out this post about the different aspects of the study, like a series of social media posts, this just further embeds the information in their minds. Because let's be real, it takes people more than one time to really grasp on to a particular point that you are trying to make. So you have to keep that in mind as well. They could even forget that you mentioned that in your email marketing content. So it's okay for you to have these series of social media posts that take a different look on that same thing. The next reason why, you know, this is important or aligns with your social media content is because of engagement. So if people are clicking and interacting with a trending email topic that you share, chances are they're going to engage with similar content on your social media page. So let's say your email about balancing work and home life saw higher than average open rates and click-through rates, okay? That is a green light to turn your email tips into an Instagram carousel post or Instagram reel or in even like a Twitter thread or something like that to further engage your audience on those different types of mediums. Now, despite what most people think, your ideal clients aren't segregating their interests based on the platform. What is compelling in an email will not suddenly become boring on social media. You want to keep the conversation going when it comes to these trending topics. Now, this is, again, not to be confused with, you know, sending out the same content every week for both mediums. You know, I wouldn't recommend that you're doing that. But when it comes to trending topics, you want to try and keep this conversation going. The next thing is efficiency. So adapting content across multiple channels is also efficient. So you want to make your hard work, all of your thinking, you want to make it worthwhile. You want to make it go as far as it can go, right? Especially if it's on a trending topic. So after attending a, you know, like I mentioned earlier, a conference, like a big conference in your industry, after attending that conference, you can have an email summarizing the key takeaways, right? Well, why not turn those takeaways into bite-sized LinkedIn posts as well? Or maybe even go live on Instagram to discuss them in real time. You know, essentially when you think about it, your time is valuable. So repurposing content across platforms lets you reach more people without creating more work for yourself. So hopefully this episode is helpful for you. It makes me think of, you know, quite a few things that I learned when I worked in TV news and how I was essentially responsible for repurposing a lot of my content, a lot of my work in different forms. So, you know, had like my big story that would probably air at one time, like for instance, like when I ended working in TV news, I was like the 10 o'clock reporter. So I would have my main story air at 10 o'clock that night. However, I would have two other versions of it that aired at 5 and 6. And, you know, it was different. It was repurposed. It was, you know, a smaller version of the bigger version, but, you know, it helped to embed that information into people's minds and, you know, it reached different audiences as well because, let's be honest or real here, like, not everybody watched, like, all of those newscasts. So it made me think about it that in that capacity as well. And also, it also makes me think about the many times where there might have been, you know, a certain story that I was working on for that day, and then breaking news happened, and I had to pivot and pivot fast and, you know, go about things in a similar way that I have shared with you in this episode. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. If the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast has been helpful for you, and especially this episode, because I want you to know that sticking closely to a planned content schedule, you know, while it is great and I am all for planning, I love batching my clients' work. I batch a lot of their social media content and email marketing content way ahead of time. But however, if we have to pivot because of trending topics, trending news, then we have to do what we have to do, right? But planning out everything is a must. But again, if we have to pivot, we have to pivot. So if this episode has been helpful for you, then I would love to hear from you. Take a minute to write a review for the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I would love to know your feedback and your takeaways from this episode. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will chat with you soon.